Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and answer the following questions.
Well, you see, our company is going to attend a trade fair in the U.S.
Yeah, sounds exciting. Since we've never done that before, we need to have good preparations for the trip in advance.
You're right. The first thing to do is, of course, to make travel arrangements, such as choosing an airline offering good services and the flight of the real time, so that we can arrange things well and in an effective way.
This can be done by making several phone calls, and we have to make a reservation with a local hotel ahead of time, so that the people for the trade fair can have a place to stay immediately after they arrive in the country.
With early booking, we may even enjoy some discounts, and it's better to choose a hotel near the trade fair. That can save the time on the way.
Or we can arrange beforehand to hire a car from a local car rental company.
In addition, it would be useful to know about some business customs in the U.S., including commonly accepted business practices, ways of doing business, and laws and regulations, etc.
Yeah, especially those different from ours. Say, different ideas about punctuality. I heard that in the United States, people tend to be very time-conscious. Being late would be considered a poor etiquette.
Also in China, business transactions are often concluded by treating business partners to lavish dinners and giving them expensive gifts. I'm afraid they seldom do it this way in the West or in the U.S.
I was told that in Western countries, people attach much importance to formal agreements and contracts with detailed terms and conditions. They never feel comfortable with verbal agreements. In China, however, business is often concluded simply by verbal agreement.
We should also learn about business customs, such as the different systems of measurement. For instance, we use the day, month, year system for dating, while the U.S. use month, day, year system. And there are many other differences, including topics acceptable in conversations.
Also, Chinese businessmen tend to have business negotiations in a rather indirect manner, while American businessmen have a more direct style. Our people should be made to understand all these differences.
But how to find out all these?
I think there are many ways to find out about these before the trip. Say, we can go to the internet, read some reference books, or get tips from experienced colleagues.
They could be effective ways. Let's do them.